WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The young actor Matt Damon is suddenly everywhere. He's on the cover of Vanity Fair, in Francis Ford Coppola's The Rainmaker, and he stars in the new film Good Will Hunting, directed by Gus Van Sant. Our film critic John Powers has this review.
There's been so much recent hype about the actor Matt Damon that I expected him to be just another pretty stiff, like Matthew McConaughey or Julia Ormond. Then I saw Good Will Hunting. Damon plays Will Hunting, a cosmic genius on the order of a Mozart or Einstein. But this 20-year-old isn't your ordinary prodigy. He's an explosive street kid from the south side of Boston who works as a janitor at MIT and spends his free time carousing, sometimes violently, with his working-class buddies. His brilliance is discovered by an MIT bigshot who helps Will escape a jail term for assaulting an old enemy. This ambitious professor pushes Will toward a serious intellectual career. And by court order, he hooks him up with a shrink named Sean McGuire, who's played by Robin Williams. Although still tormented by his wife's death from cancer, McGuire takes on the task of rescuing Will from his self-destructiveness. Not only do the two become close, almost like father and son, but their relationship helps them both. The fine balance of their interaction is obvious when McGuire asks Will about his date with a Harvard student.
I went on a date last week.
How'd it go?
It was good.
You going out again?
I don't know.
Why not?
I haven't called her.
Christ, you're an amateur.
It's different from most of the girls I've been with.
So call her up, Romeo.
Well, this girl's perfect right now. I don't want to ruin that.
Maybe you're perfect right now. Maybe you don't want to ruin that. But I think that's a super philosophy, Will. That way you can go through your entire life without ever having to really know anybody.
You ever think about getting remarried?
My wife's dead.
Hence the word remarried.
She's dead.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a super philosophy, Sean. I mean, that way you could actually go through the rest of your life without ever really knowing anybody.
Time's up.
Damon co-wrote the script with Ben Affleck, the star of Chasing Amy, who here plays Will's best pal, Chucky. The two have been real-life buddies since childhood, and their screenplay's sharpest moments come when Will is drinking and wisecracking with his homeboys. Unfortunately, as the movie progresses, these street scenes become rarer, and the story turns into another of those inspirational movies about hugging and healing. We come to see Will as a victim, not a potential Latrell Sprewell, and McGuire cures him so efficiently that therapy appears to be as easy as getting your oil changed. At one point, McGuire lectures Will about the difference between knowing something from books and knowing it from experience. You could say the same thing about Good Will Hunting, which seems to have been cobbled together from old movies like Ordinary People, Searching for Bobby Fischer, and even Rocky. Although supposedly about an intellectual titan, there's not a single idea in it. The script's morass of clichés is put across proficiently by director Gus Van Sant, who pushes all the necessary buttons. Cue the soppy music! While such empty professionalism would be acceptable from a Hollywood hack, it's depressing from Van Sant, whose first three movies, Malanoche, Drugstore Cowboy, and My Own Private Idaho, made him one of our best and most iconoclastic filmmakers. There's no scene here to approach the surreal flourishes in My Own Private Idaho, where a pin-up photo comes to life, or a house falls from the sky as a metaphor for orgasm. On the contrary, the whole movie builds to the kind of dishonest happy ending Van Sant's always despised. In fact, the only evidence that this is a Van Sant movie is his handling of Damon. Van Sant has always had a flair with young male actors, getting Matt Dillon's best ever work in Drugstore Cowboy, and a haunting turn from River Phoenix in My Own Private Idaho. Here, he discovers a sensitive Matt Damon that's wholly missing from The Rainmaker. Without ever seeming to act, Damon captures Will's many facets. His spiky pleasure in his own verbal prowess, his little boy fear that such aggressive wordplay masks, his gnawing sense of separation from enemy and friend alike, and even the radiance of his genius. No film this year has been carried so far by a single performance. Damon rises so high above his own script that each time he comes on screen, we can almost forget that Good Will Hunting is actually bad filmmaking.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.